May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the second Sunday of Advent Year B. First reading taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 to 5, 9 to 11. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 85. Second reading will be taken from 2 Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 to 14. Our gospel reading will be taken from Mark's gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, our life abounds with His mercy. Saint Mark reminds us in today's gospel that our Lord Jesus is the Son of God. He is our Savior, sent to lead us to God's house. He comes with the good news. Hence, my brother, my sister, this Sunday our task is to renew our preparation for the Lord's coming in glory and to give thanks for gracing us despite our shortcomings. Thus, the comings of the Lord is good news. For we are reminded that we matter to God always. Hence, because of His mercy, we are not overwhelmed by and have escaped the snare of the fowler. However, my brother, my sister, we must ask ourselves, do we deserve this chance or the Lord's mercy and help? Are we sincerely sorry for not being faithful in our dealings with family, friends, and citizens? Are we prepared to be instruments of peace? Are we ready to meet the Lord when He comes? For like the people of Israel in today's first reading, we have broken our covenant and agreements with the Lord, our agreements with members of our families. We have failed in taking care of His world. We have defiled our minds and bodies, impoverished our people, and have become faithless and miserable. Despite our circumstances, the Lord says He is coming. For the Lord is faithful and determined to reclaim us for His kingdom. Although the Lord is slow in coming, we rest assured of His intervention. Saint Peter reminds us today that the Lord is being patient with us, wanting nobody to be lost and everybody to be brought to change His ways. And so, my brother, my sister, now is the time to stop our perambulations in the wilderness of this world. Let us end the hide and seek game with the Lord, because our days are numbered and there is no place to hide, for even darkness is not dark for the Lord. Therefore, let us surrender to the Lord and ask Him to help us to be innocent and holy. St. Peter says we should be living holy and saintly lives while we wait for the day of God to come. And so let us listen to His voice, follow His lead, and acquire from Him strategies for filling up those valleys of despair, emptiness, hate, anger, and deception. Now is the time for us to act with the Lord and for the Lord. Now let us spend quality time with the Holy Spirit and consciously ask Him to assist us in developing a new way of thinking and relating with God and our brothers and sisters, in this season of Advent, we are called to change our minds and consciousness and to renew our relationship with the Lord. The Lord comes. He comes to renew. He comes to revive us. The Lord comes to help us. Let us remain focused on Him, because He will help us. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.